Brilliance Audio presents Have You Seen Luis Velez? By Katherine Ryan Hyde. Performed by Michael Crouch. Part 1. October. Chapter 1. Those Eyes. Raymond slipped out the door of his family's apartment and across the hall to the railed stairs. He looked down the long, rectangular stairwell, 4 floors down to the lobby. At first he saw no one. It was morning, and a glare of light hit the stairwell from the windows at the end of every hallway on every floor. Still, as there was nothing but another building outside those windows, which hadn't been cleaned, it only looked dank and muted. It didn't match with Raymond's idea of sunlight. A moment later, Andre's face appeared all the way down in the lobby. He looked up at Raymond. Raymond held up one finger in a signal, asking his friend to wait. Then he slipped back inside. His stepfather, who had only just arrived home from his night shift job, sat at the kitchen table, drinking coffee, reading the sports section of the paper. Raymond's youngest half-sister, too young for school, sat eating cereal, tapping the bowl with her spoon in rhythm several times between each bite. She looked up at Raymond and smiled.
"Hi, Ray Ray,"
she said.
"Hey, Clarissa."
Apparently, his two other half-sisters had already left for school. Raymond grabbed a granola bar out of a box in the cupboard and slid it into his shirt pocket. Then he stood, as tall and obvious as possible, in front of his stepfather's newspaper. Nothing. It should have worked. Tall was something of a specialty of Raymond's. He cleared his throat. Still nothing. Raymond didn't call his stepfather Dad. Not ever. He was allowed to call him Ed, but he had never felt comfortable doing so. He began. Ed lowered the paper and looked up at him. Waited. "I was hoping you could..."
"Unless you tell me what, I probably can't.
Give me some money for school lunch?"
Ed sighed, and Raymond knew he wouldn't get the money. "How many times do we have to go over this? It's cheaper to eat the lunch your mother made."
"She didn't make me one." Ed dropped his newspaper onto the table. He rose, walked briskly to the refrigerator, and threw its door wide. That Raymond could understand. But he did not understand why the man just stood there, letting all the cold out. There was no lunch prepared, waiting in a brown bag. That much was obvious already. Did he think staring would make one appear? Clarissa dropped her spoon into her bowl of cereal, splashing milk onto the table. She wrapped herself in her own tiny arms, as though suddenly thrust out onto a frozen Alaskan tundra in her jammies.
"Brrr,"
she said. Ed grabbed a package of bologna from a refrigerator shelf, the mustard from inside the door. Raymond sighed. He would have happily made his own lunch, but when he did, his stepfather always complained that he used far too much meat and cheese.
"I'll be late. It'll only take a minute. Andre is waiting for me. He can go without you if he's in such a hurry. You don't have to walk with him every day. It's his last day."
Ed's hand stopped moving. He had been opening the bag around a loaf of bread, but he stopped. Looked over his shoulder at Raymond.
"What, you mean on Earth?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?